Lack of employment opportunities in rural areas is one of the main causes of the stress migration. We define the stress migration of people that actually do not perceive that there is any other sustainable livelihood options in rural areas than to migrate. So creating employment opportunities, and especially decent rural employment opportunities, is crucial for addressing the root causes of the stress migration. Unfortunately, it's still very high, the number of poor people and food insecure people that live in rural areas. This is why we need to invest in proper conditions in rural areas, creating decent jobs, more and better opportunities, and especially for young generations.
Women and youth are more likely to be employed in low productivity sectors. Why is that, and to what extent is that a problem?
Unfortunately, there are still a lot of inequalities in the conditions and in accessing employment opportunities in rural areas. So the rural jobs are often characterized by low incomes and indecent working conditions, poor working conditions, and not respect of labor rights, and also gender inequalities. And often young people and women are the most vulnerable.
How does the Food and Agricultural Organization address this? What are they doing?
The Food and Agriculture Organization works on migration at various levels. We work on generating evidence and better data collections on migration flows in rural areas, participating in global mechanisms and global fora for advocating on the importance of migration, support countries, and we provide policy support and capacity development and technical support at country level in different countries, and also we disseminate lessons learned and good practices to create sustainable livelihoods.
How can rural economic development in particular help address distress migration?
The root causes of migration include poverty, food insecurity, lack of decent rural employment, lack of social protection, and environmental degradation. And rural development needs to be at the core of any strategy that wants to address the root causes of migration and also harness the potential of migration for development.
How does it work in action?
In Tunisia, in Ethiopia, and now we're starting projects also in Senegal and in Kenya. We try to create job opportunities for young people, addressing the drivers of rural youth migration. We also try and support the investments of remittances in productive investment in farm and non-farm activities. We link migration and value chain development and also social protections intervention. We try and connect diaspora with potential agro-entrepreneurs that want to invest and create opportunities in rural areas. Basically, we want to create those opportunities along the value chain, so in different agriculture commodities, and we need, for example, for young people to focus on those value chains that are actually attractive and have potential for them, both in crops, livestock, forestry, value chains.